Texas, we abide. We're in sessions where the wrestling truth resides.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Per Sessions. We are pre-recording this as I blind you in blind light because I just realized my light was off. I was wondering why it was so fucking dark. Everybody is busy on Friday. So there's Geno's. I think Levi Spade either has a match or he's traveling back home. I can't remember. One or the other. Yeah, so everybody's going to Geno's. I actually might be at Geno's. It's been a while since I've been on a Friday show, especially Geno's. I think the last show was with me and you.
Oh, really? That was like last year.
Last time I was actually at a Geno's show because I can't do Fridays because my wife's work. But now my wife has a new job, so she now has weekends off. But she strictly told me. Doesn't mean I take more bookings. So,
and now even with new baby.
New baby coming soon.
It's like it's gonna get even tighter now.
I'm gonna not be able to take bookings for a few months for there. So I'm gonna have to fucking figure something out there. Until May. So
we're gonna have to cancel.
I need to do an injury angle, not because I'm having a baby, but because I need time off.
Right. Yeah. It'd be a shame if somebody, or injured you.
Yeah, it would be a shame. I'm here with JP O'Reilly, the hardcore main. Maniac.
But it's emphasis on the main.
Is that right though? A hardcore maniac.
Yeah.
Oh wow! I'm spitballing here. I think this is. And I am, of course, the main of main Big Cat Tyler Adams.
The main coon.
Yeah, the main coon. The main coon.
Cut that out.
Oh shit! Dylan Nix and Levi Spade are supposed to be here. I don't know where Levi is, but
Dylan
Nix is driving after he confirmed that he'll be on at 6. I'll be on. Yeah, I can do.
He has all this time off now, and all of a sudden he's busy.
Right. But yeah, so this is a pre-recorded show because we want to make sure that you had a show. We won't talk about what happened last week. It just had a little breakdown that needed to be done.
There's some light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah, hopefully. For everybody who's listening to Spotify, we'll probably be on late because, again, we have shows all weekend and nobody will be around to, put it up on Spotify. But when it is, thank you for watching Spotify. And I apologize for all the background. If you can fucking hear it, you probably can't. All the kids are up because we had to do this early because JP, has a life and actually has to, get up and work in the morning like I do.
Have an early job.
Yeah, we both do, and I'm going to be up probably later than I'm supposed to be. We want to make sure that you had a show again, and I know I keep repeating myself, but this is what you get. So
this is what
I was showing you earlier because I didn't pull up any new stories. I was editing. This is on the fly because I couldn't get everything ready to go because I was hoping we get a guest. We're supposed to have Jake Hess on, like I said. We were trying to get it so he didn't because we got him scheduled now for the 13th, I think. And
that's another date that I won't even be live.
You're gone for like 3 weeks, really?
Yeah, I have.
Dude.
He knows this Friday, and then next Friday, I'm doing a show. I never got to finish talking about it last week because, stuff happened. So, I have a show in my home city in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a metal drag show that is performing. We're performing a no ring death match. So, there's a couple dudes that I'm very close with that are on it. Chad Epic is hosting the event. So that's kind of how we got the no ring deathmatch portion kind of built into it. And it's going to be violent. It's going to be probably bloody and just straight up stupid.
Just like every single one of your matches.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Most of them, but not all of them.
Dude, you're going to be like hurting so bad. And like you're almost 30 now.
I know. You're
going to be hurting so fucking bad. Like, didn't you like listen to Mick Foley? It's not like you shouldn't
be. No, I listened to Mick Foley after I'd already done all the things. I was just as a kid, it was, you know, growing up, like, yeah, I want to do that. And then I did it. And then I went, oh, they told us not to do that. Yeah, I understand why. Like, I just sat at my kitchen table, like, all afternoon, like, doing editing stuff. And when I got up, I thought I wasn't going to get up. That's how.
Dude. I don't take bumps because I'm the big guy of the Wild, and I still fucking hurt from matches.
I've been a big dude since 2018, and I still just like take the bumps.
Oh my gosh! It's like the match we had at MEW. I'm like, I didn't fucking do shit. Why am I so sore? Yeah, like I'm hurting so bad. Like
I hurt so bad, and I was just in a rumble.
Well, you got friggin' punched in the face by
everyone. Got hurt.
Lee was throwing potatoes.
He, oh my god!
Like I'm like,
he was complaining it was because he was gassed. I was like, no,
no. He said his back was hurting, is what he told me. Oh, like he fucked up his back in his match, and then he was just like, he was in so much pain. Then he was like, because everyone was fucking with him, so he's like, nope, and just started doing potatoes. Like in the middle of potatoes, giving me potatoes. I'm like, why? Why are we doing so many potatoes?
I was bleeding from the mouth. I had like wiped it away. It was on my face, my forehead, and I go, I'm the guy from the kayfabe movie that's in the Battle Royal, and immediately the bell rings, he starts gigging.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was funny because everybody thought you did gig. Like, why the fuck did JP gig
it's like in a fucking Battle Royal? He was excited all night to get into the match, and then all of a sudden he started bleeding. He was that excited.
It's like, no, I got punched in the face.
I have withdrawals. When I wrestle too many normal matches, the further away that I get from doing a hardcore match, I'm like a drug addict suffering from withdrawal. And in this case, it's adrenaline instead of meth.
It's like, I took some potatoes on purpose because I was hoping to get busted open myself, and it's like fuck, like I want the blood, like I want just that, I want that visual of pissed off Big Cat with fucking blood coming down. Because
what was the closest you and Ben bled, right? You bled.
He got me on a pine cone.
Was that on purpose?
No, it wasn't on purpose. Well, the first one was on a pine cone, which he just got me. He just gigged me. And I was just like, are you fucking serious? I'm bleeding from a fucking pine cone. This is bullshit.
Listen, I'm sorry.
That match was rough. Like I'm surprised he didn't like I helped his back injury on that, like with the fucking
Already fucked up because
It didn't help that a catastrophic ending, which is the world's strongest on the floor to him that he called.
Was this was
21. So this was a few months before he retired for a year.
Yeah, because the injury that got him was Slade pulling him off the corner at Morgan Hill.
Right.
Morgan Hill pulled him off the top rope and he sat. I was living with him at the time, and he fell and he sat right on the mat from the top rope, and his whole spine or tailbone completely fucked. Completely shattered.
Yeah, and then that's when he found out about his back with being completely fucked.
And he was out for like 9 months.
Nine months. Yeah.
Yeah, I was living with him the whole time, and he poor boy.
Yeah, he talked to me about it. He's like, the doctor says, like, he's like, you can't wrestle ever again. And he goes, how about I give you a year? He goes, that's more than anybody else would give me. So right. Okay. I'll take a year. Like
25, and you know, he's just still going.
Yeah, you know, like that was the same match of Slade with the accidentally paddle when he was like,
yeah, they were swinging oars. It was oars. And you hear him. He's like, he hits him hard enough, and then he hits him back, and he goes, okay, that's enough, and drops it because it was so.
No, he chucked it.
He chucked it.
And then it went to the crowd. And he's like, oh, sorry. Like,
somebody else got hit by it.
Because he took it to the face because they were doing like safe, 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 and then got with the face, and he goes, no. fucking came back.
He told me about it too. He was like, as soon as he hit me up here, I was like, okay, that's enough. And then fling, here it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was like, there was the pine cone is what started it. And then I took the buoy tax. Oh, that fucking sucked. That hurt. That hurt a lot.
Where'd you take that?
I took it the back and the stomach.
Okay. Oh, the stomach sucks. The back is fine.
The back is what hurt the worst. The stomach was fine. The back is what fucking sucked.
Well, he probably didn't hit you hard enough in the stomach then.
No, there was pricks everywhere. Like, no, he got me pretty good in the stomach.
Any bump that I've taken this way when it comes to tack related things or any sharp objects has sucked worse than the back. For instance, you and Dylan Nix doing the flat 3D. Me and the third 3D.
Yeah.
But on the forks, I had cuts all across my stomach.
Oh yeah, that did suck. You called it. I didn't want to fucking hear it.
I called it.
You called it. I didn't like I didn't fucking want to hear that. Like you sure? You're like, yeah, that'd be great.
And it fucked me up.
Okay.
I'm at New World back in August when they came to Portland, and I had to do an impromptu hardcore match with their hardcore dude or whatever. And pretty sure it's on YouTube. And he wanted to do an RKO to me in a pile of thumbtacks. And I was like, yeah, sure. No, like no hesitation, question or anything. And we did it, and I landed all hands, all inside of them and everything, and it was so disgusting, and I wanted to vomit.
Well, he's like, taking the worst of it, too, because he's taking it all back.
Yeah, but, like, he was wearing multiple layers, and I was wearing,
what,
like,
a pussy.
One layer.
What a pussy.
Yeah. I actually...
Doing a hardcore match, one layer, like...
Oh, yeah, I just found it, too. Can I, here?
But, yeah, it was that, the thumbtacks. The worst, though, the thumbtacks was in the knee cap when I covered him.
Oh, dude.
Because I did the catastrophic ending, the, a lifted face bump, basically, what Miz does. That didn't hurt. What hurt was rolling him over into the thumbtacks. That's what fucking sucked.
I'm wearing street clothes because I was told 5 minutes before we did this match that I was doing it. So I was wearing my street clothes. So yeah, I landed face first in them, and I had them on the side of my face. I like pulled them out while I was sitting there. I had my elbows and no elbow pads on. Ugh. I had my hand and everything, and I was just like pissed.
Ugh.
And I lifted my hand, and I'm just like, oh, great, they're in my hand. Like, we had to do, like, literally a two-minute match. It was just because the guy that we were supposed to wrestle literally didn't show up, and we're in intermission, and he goes, can you just go out there and, like, cut a promo and then just, like, brawl with him? And I'm like, I guess, but I'm like, my bag's in the truck. I'm like, not, and I'm in my street shoes and my street clothes. Just like, okay, I guess.
What a waste of a good table.
Yeah, what a waste. Yeah, it wasn't even a good spot either. I was ashamed of it, but like we didn't have anything planned. It was a disaster. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So there's a thumbtack, the kneecaps.
Sucks.
Yeah, that. Then the kneecaps is what sucked because I was feeling them going pushed into my bones and my knees. That sucked because one of my knee pads slid down.
Yep.
Well, and then it was the up. For the fireman's carry, he took the crown and he put it in against my face, not meaning to. One of the barbs drove into my nose by accident, so that split me. And then I took the fucking back bump into the barbed wire door, which fucking told Drifter so many fucking times. Like, I don't care how you do it, just make sure it doesn't wrap around me, because I don't want that to fucking happen. And halfway through it, he just said, ah, fuck it, I'm just gonna do a death match style. So he just went from gimmicking it to stop gimmicking it. He's like, ah, just fuck it, like, it's fine. So went through the door, and the first thing that happens is the fucking barbed wire wraps around my neck, the very first thing. So I was like, I was pissed. I'm like, great. I'm this is how I fucking die right here.
the worst,
fourth match in and fucking slit my throat.
Yeah, worst bump for me probably was the most recent one.
Oh yeah, but then you slid. Oh my god, dude,
I was supposed to land on my. I was supposed to land on the top of that thing and then roll backwards. No, I hit it and I immediately.
Yeah, landed. You went boom, and then went
and I slid.
Slid down.
The feeling of sliding down.
Okay, sliding. Okay, because people don't know, he had it set up to two chairs and a chair covered in barbed wire. So when he took a power bomb to the chair, the chair folded down. And he slid down the barbed wire with the chair. Yeah.
Brother. But
no, that cut me up, though, that barbed wire there for the that door. I fucking cut it open my head and everything. Yeah, you got it saved.
I don't even remember the bumpos. I'm the one that edited this, too. Oh, it was right in the beginning, I think.
No, it was towards the end.
Was it towards the end?
Yep, it was towards the end.
Why do I not?
Why did you put that in there? That was a shitty fucking kick.
Listen. Oh god, where?
Rick is the reason why I had to change my finish.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because he does the same finish. I'm like, I can't do that to Rick here. I'll do something different. But I pulled the Samoan. Yeah, I did that fucking that show. I'm like, all right, I'm cool. I'm gonna keep that because it's different.
It's really quick, but it's in there.
Yeah.
Bro. Like,
oh,
I can freeze frame it.
And that there's no fucking
it just you watch
showing that. That's a legit, oh my god, that fucking sucks.
Oh, this is the moment I realized that it went straight up my back. I still have the marks on my back.
Yeah, I didn't
and it hurt. That's how deep it went. And that face, that's not selling. That's genuine fucking pain. And the thing was still attached to me. And if you like when eventually the full match will get on there, but like you watch me roll away and this chair part right here just comes back with me like it's a turtle shell. And then you watch Stormy pull it apart from my fucking back.
Did he do it on whim, or did you say, Storm, please get this off my fucking back?
He had to get it out of the way anyways, so it wasn't a choice. Then, just a jackhammer out of nowhere,
that by fucking the way. Jackhammer was so nice.
Jackhammer Jake Hess over here. Yeah, this was a fun show. This was a fun edit. I was showing a coworker of mine the different highlight videos that I made for all the main premiere shows, mm-hmm. and I honestly like I kind of had them like ranked kind of in a way of how I edited them, how like I liked them, and I honestly think this one between this last show and the King of New England one were like my best top two like edits for doing highlight videos.
I was still so pissed about that fucking New England that spot. That got completely.
Why am I trying to think?
It's when Sam turned on me, and I wanted to clip it, and fucking
yeah, there was no Tyler. Like,
well, the hard cam died, so yep. I can't blame him. He probably didn't know.
I was like, I would have fixed it during the Rumble before my entrance.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking that he probably didn't know the hard cam was dead, so he was just doing what he normally does. So
yeah,
I can't fault him for that. It's nothing compared to the guy from fucking Supernova. Oh my gosh, the guy got like rolled out of the ring and he's focusing on that, and the fucking finish is happening in the ring and he's not even paying attention.
See, I've always said when I retire from in-ring competitive, I've always wanted to do and will always. Do some sort of video media because that's what I've always done. And even in wrestling, that's how I started. I was a camera person and I used to just do hard cam, but then for IWE I did one roaming cam show. We had a cage. It was the first time Maine was like ever using a cage like for an indie show. And it was in Brewer at the old City Side restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been to the City Side restaurant.
Nope.
You remember Ronco's and that ceiling?
Yep.
Lower.
Oh my
gosh. Lower, like 7-foot ceilings. We had a cage that fit, but it went right to the ceiling. I say
nobody bounced off the cage.
Yeah. No, the fucking middle of the cage wasn't attached to anything. It was just the corners.
Is that the match with the cage falling down?
No,
that was the fans were holding it up.
That was Limitless. I was in the Westbrook Armory. This was the cage prior to that incident. I did roaming camera, and I wasn't even a wrestler yet. And at the end of the match, it was like, I don't remember if it was a tag team match or something. It had like Ace. I had like old guys from back in the day. Johnny Primer's brother Joe was in there somewhere. Yeah. And after the match had ended, I was being heckled the entire show because of how tall I was standing doing it. And the person that was heckling me was none other than Paul Dowling and his entire family. This is like 2014. So like most of his kids weren't even adults yet. So they were all at the shows and they were all talking shit. And eventually somebody went up to, I don't know if it was Ace or if it was somebody else, somebody that was like a prospect of IWA, and they said some shit to them, and I immediately snapped, and I got in the kid's face. It was one of Paul Dowling's kids. I forget which one, because there's too many. And there's way too many. Half the attendance was just Paul Dowling family. They're all Dowlings. And I got in this kid's face. The next thing I know, I got Paul spitting in my face, ready to throw hands with me. This is before he was in a walker and everything. He was fully mobile. And the cage is up behind me. Yeah. And he's like ready to fucking throw down. I'm ready to beat his ass and everything. And I got Jason's dad, Joey Gleitz, trying to pull me into the cage to get me away from Paul Dowling. And I'm just flailing like a fucking madman. Next thing I know, you got like half the locker room coming out. Walking him away, walking me out back. As soon as I go back out of the locker room, what's the first thing that everyone like decides to do? Randy Carver, who's still a ring announcer, this is before Limitless, grabs a camera, gives it to somebody, and comes up to me with the microphone and goes, I don't even know what they called. They just called me something random because I wasn't JP at the time. And they were just like, you just almost got assaulted by a fan. How do you feel? And I just looked at the camera and I was like, fuck you. It just went off for like a minute. Like, you get all of my, and you have the whole roster in the background. This was like my solidifying moment of getting in with the company, kind of. Everyone's just in the background going, ah! Every time I threw a diss. And then at the very end of it, as I'm trying to be, I'm so pissed. And I'm like being as serious as possible because it was genuine. You have Alexander Lee over here coming in with a horse mask, and he just goes, fucking, just, it's just the fucking nose going this way and that way. And then I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, this is funny, but I'm pissed. I was like, and then I went outside and like punched a dumpster. Like, yeah. It was literally like that. And so like, imagine you in mid promo and you just have somebody just come into frame and just being like, blah, 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 like literally just, this is happening right now. the people on Spotify are gonna be really disappointed. I didn't see this.
it's just like
flashback moment.
It's just,
I don't
like
know if you heard me. I was like, the Spotify people are going to be very disappointed.
It's just like, I can't remember who I was having a conversation with, and we just turn and fucking Alexander Lee has a fucking alien mask on.
You can't do a promo in front of Ben because they literally him trying to break you. I've had him drop his pants in front of me. I've had him clear as day. I've had him like try to pull somebody else's pants down while I'm cutting a promo. I'm like, we're out here sexually assaulting people trying to get them to laugh.
Dude, my first entrance, I'm going on because I've never, like, this is my first show. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's like, Randy Carver goes, let's just run to see, just do a little run through. We'll see if it looks good. If not, we'll make some changes. I'm like, okay. And I'm trying to be serious. I'm coming out and he's recording this. And fucking Alexander Lee is like grabbing his fucking waist and doing the fucking cowboy behind me. Like, as I'm walking out. Oh my god, that's kind of shit. I don't think we're gonna do news today. I think we're just gonna shoot the shit and fucking tell stories. How about that?
Sounds like more fun. I have plenty of stories. Yeah. I can pick a topic and I'll story folder will come right out.
Right. Oh my god, I was just gonna say something too before you got on your topic. I can't even remember. Fucking the fans. The only time I've ever seen, like, I wasn't at the show, but like you could see it in the background. I think it was the Let's Rumble or something like that. One of the rumbles, the fucking fans are going at it in the fucking background, fucking beating the shit out of each other.
Like legit or just
legit, like legit fucking beating the shit out of each other. I can't remember what fucking video it was. It was either, I think it was the Rumble.
Like the one that like I was in?
No, in Orno. The one in Orno.
Oh,
like,
God.
I can't remember which one. Yeah, the fans
They're
were fucking
up
getting
on the main collection page somewhere. Somewhere. Those rumbles are up on there. The worst fan interaction I ever witnessed, I was luckily working hard cam. IWE 2014, they brought in a dude. His name was Joseph von Schmidt. And he did a full-blown German gimmick. He comes out and he wrestles Redneck Randy Walker, who is a native of upstate New York, wrestles for a lot of Western Mass territories and stuff. And he was a full-blown, like, he looked like he could have been from Maine. You had the native-looking guy that, like, redneck, everything. Like, all the crowd was into the babyface redneck gimmick because it was Maine. Then you had the German dude who, at one point, he looks amongst the crowd, and there's two rows of people on one side that are all dressed in a mixture of camo, cowboy boots, very big, rough looking redneck dude, bald with beards, like whole thing. And then some of them were wearing vests that had Confederate flags on them. Ooh. Joseph von Schmidt thought that it was appropriate to get into the ring. He doesn't wrestle any longer, so I can now tell this story and probably never see the light of day by any people by then. I know Eric remembers the story vividly because he was part of it, but Joseph comes out and he throws the hand up in the direction that you don't do the pose, the German pose.
Oh.
Yeah. And he does it not to the hard cam, not to the entrance side. No, right to the one side of the crowd. That's all this group of people that came together. These group of people were on their feet at this point. The match hadn't even started, and they were just standing up, and they were just yelling, throwing their drinks into the ring. They were drinking alcohol that wasn't provided by the venue. Found out that they brought alcohol in when they weren't supposed to. And then eventually the match starts. The match is just Von Schmidt squashing Randy the entire match. There was no offense by Randy at all.
Oh, my God.
And it pissed him off even more. So every time he had a breather or some space, he just turned to them and just clear as day with the hand sign. And eventually one of them got their feet up on the rope. You have Aiden Andrews, Mark Godfrey. So two of the smallest people that you could have imagined coming out to try and stop them. Oh, but and then here comes Eric to the rescue. Eric comes out. All of a sudden, the group of people are like, oh, we ain't going to do anything now. They had to get escorted out of the building. The match is still going on. They're being escorted out. And Von Schmidt's just waving away to them the whole time. Keeps doing it. And at this point, I'm like, okay, there has to be a hope spot. There has to be a comeback or something. No, he turns around and does something to him and 1, 2, 3. I was like, there are no offense the entire match. I was like, what was the point?
Oh, my gosh.
What was the point in this match?
Oh, my gosh.
Joseph von Schmidt never came back. That was the first time I almost witnessed a full-blown altercation between wrestler and fans not being a part of it. And, yeah, those fans never showed up again. They were kicked out. And that was the last time I ever saw Joseph von Schmidt.
Oh, shit.
A lot of times before I started wrestling, and then it all calmed down.
Speaking of funny shit, I showed this to you earlier, but...
And now it's time for him to arrive! Oh, yeah!
The accent came out so quick. It's just, son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I got one more. Hold on. We might as well play this one. This was Cody talking about the WrestleMania moment with Undertaker.
And I'm laying in the corner, and a blackout on TV isn't always a blackout in the arena. There's kind of a, your eyes adjust. Mm-hmm. So I see this man who is older now in his life and hasn't done this in a minute, roll in the ring at a speed like a wild animal, like roll in the ring. Like, oh my God. And Undertaker's huge. So just the athleticism and this roll is, and so I'm totally in the dark. And then I see him stand up. Then I feel the lights come up, and now the whole world knows he's in there. And he choke slams The Rock, and kind of as the sheriff of WWE shows up and makes something right. But then no one sees this. He looked over at me, and I think he wanted us to have a moment. But I was still reeling from this whole match. So I'm just kind of in no man's land, not really looking. There is no like clear cut camera shot, but he looked at me and just literally just went and winked. And as soon as he winked, I kid you not, the lights went out and he escaped. Oh. And I thought like, he's magical, you know?
He's a wizard. He's a wizard of the dark arts. Have you seen the Undertaker's perspective of that? I think he did on Logan Paul's podcast, I think.
When he was talking about like that was the best send off for him.
Well, it was not just that. It was like how it all came to happen, like in the moment. He had not told anyone at all what he was doing. They were up in a booth, up in like the high rise section of the stadium. He tells the only person, I think Maurice was the only one that knew, but none of his family or friends that were in the booth with him knew. And he just got up and he goes, "Hey guys, I'm going to go get something to eat. I'll be right back." During the main event. And they're just like, what? Like, why? It's like, is it that fucking boring? And then he leaves and he goes down to like the right side of hard cam. And he's sitting up on a platform and he's just watching and watching and watching. And then eventually those lights go out. He said that he sprinted from that hard cam platform all the way to getting into the ring from ringside, because he came in from the bellkeeper's area. And then he like jumped the barricade and dove in. That whole time the lights were off, that was him sprinting full fucking blast. Oh my God. And he got in, he was like, oh, knees don't fail me now, because he had like both double knee replacement surgery. So he was hoping that his knees weren't gonna like give out on him on his way there, so that the lights turned on and no one was there. They'd be like,
it drops.
And it's him just in the middle of an aisleway being like, can somebody help me?
Like, before I continue my point, there's Dylan next.
Well, why is this camera
fucking? Because it's a laptop camera. We've talked about this. I don't have a fancy camera yet because I don't have a setup yet, because I'm still working on building my office area.
Yeah.
Quality.
Literally building it.
But the rumor was, though, for that match, hi, Dylan next, by the way. The rumor was it was going to be Austin.
Yeah, And what was it that he didn't? They didn't have enough money. Like, or it
I think he was busy. I think that's why.
I thought it was a money thing.
No, because it was supposed to be like the rumor was this could be because of the situation that happened at the last because he hated how the last WrestleMania of him and Rock went with Vince. So that was going to be that moment of him coming in and like having that little moment.
I think him and Owens was like the perfect send off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean Vince, the worst stunner ever? Yeah. When his legs collapsed like he was a baby deer on ice. Like, yeah.
Oh my God. It was so funny. And Austin's laughing the whole time. He's like, come here, fucker. Come
here. I think it's him hiding the fact of secondhand embarrassment, being like, oh, that was fucking stupid. What are you doing?
Give me the six of these.
If he had to do it, like, he would have to, like, I know Trips can't take it because his heart will explode. But, yeah. He would have to do it The Rock. It's the only way it makes sense.
Yeah.
We get Roman and Rock at Mania, maybe it's Austin makes an appearance in the middle of the match, gives him a stunner. It's a spear, like, if that's what happens, somebody buy me a lottery ticket, please.
Yeah. Yeah,
my War Games predictions were completely out of left field, so I just like
Speaking of war games, you guys, like I told you guys about that, there was like a lot of injuries. Jimmy Uso broke his toe on the splash.
Yep.
And then fucking, I sent you Bronson.
Why did he do that?
Fucking like his fucking ankle exploded. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it
up. I'm gonna be legit here. I am 270 some odd pounds. If I'm coming off the top rope, I'd much rather take it on my chest because, like, I can protect myself. You don't try to land on your feet, you're going to blow your knees and ankles out.
Well, not only that, it's like it's the same. You're going through a table. Yeah, it's not going to stop your fall completely, but it's going to be a little bit better fall than fucking
blow it out a little. Your feet.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Also, side note, I feel like at this point, me and Dylan could be tag team partners now because I'm bald.
Bro, what the hell?
I had to shave and I had to do it myself.
So. Stop stealing my look, man.
I'm going for the sea aquatic maniac.
which I stole from Ben.
Gross.
Hey, this camera's fixed.
Maybe like, ankles don't bend that way, man. Ankles don't bend that way.
Well, Jacob Fatu, he fucking did the moonsault. I'm pretty sure that was a work. But Bronson Reed was not a work.
But with Jacob, if he was going to work an angle, I would have not attempted a move that could have possibly actually fucked me up. Because for that moonsault, he almost landed on his fucking head.
Well, not only that, he almost landed on Punk, too.
Yeah, he almost literally sat on Punk. And I'm like, we don't need to break glass bones over here.
Well, it was funny because even Nick said this. I'm like, dude, there's some serious injuries that happened at War Games. He goes, shit, how long is Punk out?
Here's the worst part. I didn't mean anything bad by him, but the last few times, like injuries and Punk's been in the match, I'm like, Punk's been out 6 months. He's been out 7 months. He's been out 3 months. He's been out 5 months. You know, it's like, crap, how long is Punk out this time? Punk walks out. He's like, I'm fine.
And it's been over the simplest shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, the first one was him jumping into the crowd, and he fucked his ankle or his foot?
Something like that. The whole torn tricep from the bump he took from Drew Mack.
Yeah, the tricep. Yeah, like the, I think he just reached on that one, if I remember correctly. Like, he just reached the wrong way. Yeah, I'm fucking, and then the, possibly either during the John Moxley or the backstage brawl fucked up his tricep. So
McIntyre fucked up his tricep again.
But it was a different
one.
Yeah, he was talking about that too, and he goes, oh, I think I'm fucked, like, and he put his finger through it, like, yep, can't get any worse. So we're just gonna finish this match. Like, it's like it's already torn off the bone. Like can't be any fucking worse. I can't imagine fucking wrestling like and being that hurt. Usually, like, I'm hurt, like, I hurt myself in the Samuel Matthews match, either from taking the bump to the floor, which was nasty, or the jumping from the top, the apron to the floor, because I buckled when I landed.
And I catch it on the final edit, like, no matter which way you look at it, it looks gross.
Yeah.
It looks gross.
Yeah, either that from that or the landing from the drop kick from the apron to the floor. I didn't feel it. Like, I felt fine until after the match. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, I might have fucked myself up. Like I was hurt. I was limping really bad. Like, I was in so much pain. I'm like, oh shit, I might be on the fucking shelf. And thankfully, like, icing it overnight and shit like that, I was good. Because we got a big match coming up in January. So we got that fatal four-way. I'm hoping we can get it to elimination. I kind of want to see it as more of an elimination fatal four than just a cover. Because here's my idea. Killing kayfabe here. But I think because Neighborhood's good guys, right? Neighborhood's babyface.
Yeah.
We should be out. Like, I should do my dive. Maybe even you come. Either you come out or you do something. Like, do some kind of, like, whatever. And we group the heels all there. And then when they do their dive, we both Samoa Joe out of the way.
I have been watching a lot of Samoa Joe matches lately, so.
We were having that conversation, too.
In fact, I watched for cardio, my cardio match today was Samoa Joe versus Kurt Angle.
Nice. So I bet that was a good match. Was that that must be TNA?
It was a TNA match, yeah.
Oh wait, no,
where is the wrong one? For?
Hang on.
Oh boy.
Where's where I'm looking for?
Anything.
I don't know.
Where's what I'm looking for?
Oh, did this dude did he take
You sent me shit out of order. Fucking JP, damn it.
Oh, I put things in the wrong place.
I'm looking for something. You sent me shit in the wrong order.
Ah, I sent you stuff in the wrong order. Oh, and I just sent them the way they were edited, that they were sent.
I'm not seeing your PAL driver.
What?
Yeah, I don't see it. There it is.
Send it right now.
I got it. It took, like, it's not where it's supposed to be.
Okay, yeah, no, it was a weird edit.
All right, go ahead and play that, and I'll show you fucking... Yeah, like, so I was, I should have, hindsight 2020, fucking, I should have thrown him right in the, right through the fucking locker room.
You know what, I'm not playing the audio, just because it's me commentating over the whole thing.
See, this might have been where I fucking hurt, because I fucking buckled.
Yeah, you tweaked it. It looked like you tweaked it.
I didn't feel it at all until after the match.
That's usually how it happens.
So I'm like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's either that or it's the drop kick. Do you have the drop kick?
Oh, this is the whole match, buddy.
I know, but I didn't know if the camera angle got it. Never fucking know.
It was back in the ring, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When
I was going to tease in the power bomb, like, no, I'm not going to fucking do that. Fucking get in the ring.
Probably would have done some good for him.
Yeah, but Big Cat's a good guy. Fucking can't be doing that.
Yeah, but Samuel's a bad guy.
I know, but that's what he wants. He wants me to fucking be a monster that he believes I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You literally cleared away from the apron when you that bomb. Oh my god.
There was no selling that. I took it like.
But you didn't even stay on the apron.
No, he cleared me off the apron.
Oh. the drop kick, yeah.
It was gross.
Oh man,
you have the fight right. I want the fucking fight.
At the beginning,
my no, at the end.
Oh, I have it as its own video. I gotta, I guess
because I want to see him. I want to because
I totally backwards these
fucking. What a fucking dick.
I love that the fans that come to every show, when they yell stuff because you know their voice so well, you can tell what it is.
Right. These punches I wanted, I fucking let him hit me. I was hoping he'd fucking bust me.
Okay, you turned into me there, buddy.
Primer said no blood. He says, okay, what happens if it does it happen hard way? He goes... If it's an accident, it's an accident. I'm like, okay. And you reach there, fucking Nick.
I'd shut up. I know. God damn it. Hold on.
I'm not laughing. I'm just, it was a situation in the circumstance.
This is the funny part, though. They have him on the ground, and I'm like, I'm fucking getting to him, no matter, even if he's on the ground. I don't give a shit.
Bro, like, I was holding you back, too. You just broke through everyone.
Hex is like, this fucking guy. Like,
missing ass teeth.
Like, I'll choke you the fuck out if you move.
Whose music started to play? Oh my god.
The funniest part is because I was running music, I'm in the ring, so I think Randy started the music.
I was like, what kind of magical being is doing this?
There's primers.
Oh, yeah. And then this was the whole, yeah. Wait.
You stay right there, okay? Krampus.
Krampus.
Krampus Wallace. Go to Old Town.
I was hoping you guys weren't paying attention to me in the ring because I was hoping to just fucking jump down and fucking go at him.
Yeah,
every single time I put my foot through the rope, you guys like no, 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 no.
Look at that hair, wild. And so, Aiden, I hope you're happy. Should have put it up for an anonymous buyer because he's right here. You're welcome. Yeah, rough times.
What a piece of shit. This makes me feel better though.
Oh yeah.
Fucking gross.
Dude, man,
someone just go take the bomb.
This year it was the best one I've done. It was just straight down. There was no like no shift, no. I've lost weight enough in my stomach so I can actually sit and bend all the way. So I'm just getting full impact.
It sounded like somebody said, "Take the bomb."
Take the bomb. Or eat the bomb?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody said, "Take the bomb."
If you after. Do the clip towards the end. There's a girl, like, dead center camera that's sitting in the front row. She literally is, like, O-faced. Like, watching this, like, transpire in front of her. This woman's just like...
That was gross. That looked good. So good.
I love it. His flabby ass skin wasn't here.
I was trying to find the pile driver you gave me. I thought I had it as a clip, but I must only have it on TikTok.
Oh, you want me to find it? Because I can find it pretty fucking quick.
Oh, I probably got the matches on YouTube. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh my god, where you folded like a fucking.
Well, it's because someone's foot got stuck, and instead of going straight down, I went this way.
I think we played it for the. I think we already played that for the podcast too one time.
Probably. I think we're talking about bad pile drivers, and I was like, oh, the one JP gave me.
You mean this one? Yeah, let me see if I can find it. I bet I can find it within. I bet you it's even queued up to where it fucking happened to.
Probably.
Background music, dead air. Yeah.
I just had to talk to my dog. He's whining at me right now. So.
Yeah, welcome back, JP Slug.
I slid right out of plugging my phone. I slid right out.
Is that the finish?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is it.
What is this?
Oh my god, it's so bad. I'm just glad you didn't break your fucking neck.
Me too, weirdly enough.
What show is this?
The Corona show.
Wait, like what? It's me? What happened? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember this. No, my foot got caught. The heel of my foot didn't come off the ground.
It's not as bad as the tiger driver that you tried to take from fucking Eric.
Let's never speak about that.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I thought you broke your fucking neck.
Bro, look at that form, though. That form is like A+. That's probably the best form that I had.
To be fair, I went up like butter for you.
Yeah, you went up great. Just
beautiful this, form, terrible execution.
AP didn't fucking go in his ass. He just crumpled, and you went.
He's like, "Are you next?"
It was like resetting the fucking lawn chair. Just I'm gonna close this up for the winter.
After the match, I go and Sam looks at me. She's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." Why? She's like, "Well, you kind of went like this," and I was like, "Yeah, I know." And when I did this, everything in my neck cracked. So.
Yeah,
it's just can I help you?
Right.
Oh, so I got a special guest. This is Jasper.
Hello.
You say hello.
I just see camera deformity.
Oh, shut up, JP.
Yeah, I don't know where happened to Levi. I figured he would be on with bringing Hess along if Hess was available, but I don't know. I don't know because he never got back to me.
Anyone else? Oh, dog. Thank you. My girlfriend's eating, so the dog's like way more interested in her right now anyway. So,
well, that was a little fun little podcast there, guys.
So, next week on...
yeah. Well, JP is going to be gone again. We, like I said, these are usually short because, hey, it's
the middle of the week. I don't have Friday shows. It's just a rare occurrence. I have two back-to-back Friday shows.
Yeah.
Me too.
We,
here's the irony, too. We're doing two different shows next Friday.
Yeah, we're not even all on the same show.
We're not even on the same show next Friday. We're on two different shows next Friday.
What's the one next Friday?
So I'm doing BWA, and then we're sitting down and doing Proving Ground the next night.
Right, and I was going to go to that, but it's my son's birthday on Saturday.
And I'll be in Manchester for a No Yes. Death Badge with...
Yeah.
Well, it's already past 7, so I know JP has to go. So let's just all plug our shit and call it a night then.
All right. It's quick and easy. I like it. Sue, find me on all social media at DOTDNix. All that fun stuff. I'm on Blue Sky, too. Same thing, DOTDNix. ProWrestlingTees.com/DOTDNix. You can buy the only place to get the Wild t-shirt and a few of my own shirts. You can find me for my stuff tonight, Gino's. I'll be taking on Cousin Larry.
Maybe.
Thank you, dog. Maybe.
Card's always
subject. Boy Bandit. Yeah, the card subject to change. So it's Larry, Junkie, and Rugged Rick. who knows? Yeah, he'd put you as a face and they, you know, it wouldn't work that way.
I guess my fucking tag team partner. I'm like, okay.
That's like, huh?
I would have protests. Yeah, it'd be like Randy. Randy'd be there like, what the hell's going on? And then next week, we'll be at Beantown Wrestling Alliance. I will be taking on, I can't remember the kid's name. But weirdly enough, Jason Maverick is now the other kid's replacement. So I'll be taking on partially Jason Maverick in a weird tag team match. So it's what it is. And then Proving Ground Saturday, I'm not doing anything. I'm just kind of going to be there. So
awesome. Lucky bitch. I wish I was there. Yeah. My son has something called a birthday. Oh, you'll be 3? Like, what's important to that?
He will remember.
No, he'll remember that dad wasn't there. That's what you remember. That's what the only thing you remember. I don't remember my birthday. I just remember my father never being there.
God damn.
Go ahead, JP. Plug your shit.
You can find me on Facebook, JP O'Reilly, YouTube, JPO. If you type in JP O'Reilly Wrestler, you'll find pretty much a lot of shit. Instagram, JP O'Reilly 95. My Twitter is kind of floated around somewhere in there.
No one uses Twitter anymore.
No one used Twitter to begin with. It was just a fucking cesspool of friggin' hatred.
Yeah, now it's just a cesspool for horny, hungry people.
That's legit.
TikTok, it should be JP O'Reilly 95. All those, I put all my fucking crazy deathmatch shit that I've done, all in there. Try to put like cool clips and shit on there. Trying to get to that 1K, you know, as we do TikTok lives. Next,
what am I at
this Friday? Geno's, of course. I have no idea who I'm taking on because I'm scheduled, but no match graphic or announcement. So I could actually do this on this podcast. Whoever's gonna get the good old dick twisting is gonna get Geno's. So you can only see the dick twisting at Geno's by JP O'Reilly. Only JP will twist your balls at Geno's.
What the?
Nowhere else. After until the weekend after, I get to do.
And this is why I drink at Geno's.
Things. Because I'll be at Jewel Nightclub on December 3rd, Friday the 13th, oddly enough, for a hard rock metal show, drag show. But they're going to have drag. They're going to have burlesque, like dances. They're going to have stunts. They're going to have combat opera, which is what we're doing, because if we say it's wrestling, we get fined by the New Hampshire Athletics. So I'm going to just go out with a bunch of things inside of a trash can, and I'm just going to start punching a specific person, and in hopes that they return the favor, and we just turned it into a gruesome scene of a brawl.
That works. Oh my God.
That's the best way I could describe it. Oh, and in the midst of while that's happening, music will be playing while we are performing combat opera.
I completely forgot next week is Friday the 13th. I hope this Friday the 13th weekend shows goes better than the last time I did two shows on Friday the 13th.
Oh my God.
Wrestling on Friday the 13th is a big gamble, let me tell you.
That was the MSP Hornet story.
Yeah.
Bees! Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I can think of every single time I hear that story is the fucking Chris Farley screaming bees.
Literally, it was them running down the hill going, ah! And I'm sitting there looking and going, what the hell's going on? So DK jumps in the car, he's like swatting at himself because he's got bees in his shirt. So like, oh my God. Jossie starts swelling up because he's not allergic, but apparently he's allergic to bald-faced hornets. So
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. It was interesting.
Big Cat Tyler Adams on Instagram and TikTok. Tyler Adams, Twitter, and Facebook. Per Session is on all the platforms. I will be at Geno's, hopefully, but I will not be wrestling unless I'm booked.
I'm
just showing up. What?
Do we have matches for tonight? No boxes?
No, we didn't do any news. We're just shooting the shit tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had stuff ready to go, and I'm like, and we started talking about other shit, and like, yeah, we're just going to do that. Fuck the news today.
It's all right, because I don't have my Knicks report anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. So we was like, it's just
after next Friday, we'll have a full-blown Per Sessions podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We won't, because everyone will be gone again Friday. It'll be something like this next week.
Not next Friday, Friday after.
Yeah, Friday after. I was going to say, we're going to have to do this again next Wednesday. Just shooting the shit.
The 20th. On the 20th, we'll have a great show for everyone.
Yeah. See, the 20th we'll have a nice live full-blown full main event show.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Thank you guys. Also like and subscribe for future content. If you enjoy this content, it helps out the channel. Thank you guys for the audio listeners for Spotify and Apple Podcasts and any other way you listen to the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this very weird episode. We do this every so often when there's not going to be everybody around. It just we want to make sure that you guys get something for Friday. And there is murder in the background, apparently. I don't know if you can fucking hear that. So I'm going to get going.
Oh, I'm just saying, I got a dog whining at me. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to go clean my balls.
What the fuck? Per Session signing off, but we ain't saying goodbye. Keep your fans like steel reaching from the sky. Professional wrestling, we'll never let it go. Big Cat's in the house, bringing the rumble to the show.